The trio Kalkashus will perform music for violin, horn, and piano Sunday afternoon at 2:30 at Lafayette's Duncan Hall. I recently spoke with the group's pianist, Greg Kostroba, to get more information on the program. First of all, Greg, tell me about the group. You've played here once before in the Lafayette area, and about that unusual name.
Well, the group started a few years ago in Toledo. I've been friends with the hornist Robert Garcia since 1989, our first day in graduate school together at the College Conservatory of Music in Cincinnati. So we met and became fast friends, and we played a recital program pretty quickly after that that included the Brahms Horn Trio, which is on this program Sunday afternoon. So I've worked with Robert for a very, very long time. Rico McNeila was the violin professor at the University of Toledo when I was there, and he also conducted the University of Toledo Symphony. So I played the Rhapsody in Blue with his orchestra, and then I was looking for a group to play this Brahms. I had just started Chamber Music Toledo, a chamber music series along the lines of the Tippecanoe Chamber Music Society. And I was looking for some programming the first year, and Robert and I hadn't done the Brahms in a while, so we thought it was good to do that. And so I asked Rico to join us, and we hit it off. We've been playing at venues ever since, so probably 5 years now. The name Kalkashus is interesting in that it elicits fond memories of my youth. When I came home from school in the afternoon, I asked Mom, "Well, Mom, what's for dinner?" And she said, Kalkashus.
Sounds exotic.
She had studied French, and Kalkashus means something in French. And basically, she didn't really know what was for dinner. So I always knew it was going to be something interesting and thrown together and just perhaps a little haphazard. So I'm hoping the group Kalkashus isn't terribly haphazard. We have studied the music we're playing on Sunday for a very, very long time. We've performed almost all of these pieces before, at least on two or three occasions.
And there is also in this concert a Purdue connection. You'll be performing the music by a composer from Purdue.
Yes. Harry Bulow is the head of the Department of Visual and Performing Arts at Purdue, and he had a piece that the Lafayette Symphony premiered last year. So in context of that, I met him, and in just passing, I mentioned the Horn Trio, and he said, "Oh, I'd like to write something for you." And I thought, "Well, great, we don't have any money to pay you." "Oh, don't worry about that. I'll just write something for you." So he's in the process of writing something called American Landscapes, where he takes different pictures of various beautiful scenes across the country and then puts them into musical terms. And the first piece in that set is finished. It's called Indiana Dunes, and it evokes the dunes up at Lake Michigan in a beautiful setting. And it's quite a lovely piece. There's evocative sounds, kind of Debussy-ish in a sense. But then there's this really jazzy, rhythmic section at the end that's very fast and very, very exciting. I'm glad to be able to give the world premiere of that work on Sunday with Kalkashus.
Well, let's talk about the rest of the program. You mentioned the Brahms Horn Trio,
which is the piece that is kind of the gold standard for this combination of violin, horn, and piano, composed right about the time that his mother passed away, actually. And in the third movement, it's very sad. You can hear the impression that it had on Brahms. But the work isn't morose. Not even that movement is morose. It's very moving, but it's not pathétique.
I think of it as nostalgic. It feels nostalgic to me.
That's a lovely way to put it, I think. It is nostalgic. And the rest of the work has a lot of hunting horn ideas, which makes perfect sense with the horn, or the French horn, as people call it, throughout the rest of it. So it's just a very, very exciting work. And if you're going to record music for piano, violin, and horn, you really have to have the Horn Trio on that. And we're recording the music on this program Monday and Tuesday of next week up in Toledo. So hopefully in a few months we'll have that recording available for people.
And the rest of the program?
Some fairly obscure music. Johann Friedrich Niesel was a German composer the late 18th and early 19th centuries. He was in the court in Wallerstein in Germany. His father was there, and a very fine hornist himself. Johann Friedrich was a very fine hornist. His brother was a very fine hornist. And his piece is one of the first that we've come across that was written actually for violin, horn, and piano. And I would say people are going to think of maybe if Beethoven had written a horn trio, it might sound something like this. It's not quite as strong musically as Beethoven, but it's interesting. It's in F minor, which was in a fairly unusual key for the time, and certainly dramatic in a lot of spots. Also, we've got Oblivion by Astor Piazzolla, arranged for piano trio by Jose Bragato, and then we've taken that and adapted it for horn, violin, and piano. And then there's a set of four short pieces by Charles Kirschlan, French composer between 1890 and 1904. And those were all written kind of separately and then put into a set, very impressionistic. Kirschlan was of the time of the impressionist composers, and he was certainly writing that way. And actually, the opening of it kind of sounds like the Summer of 42, the old Michel Legrand tune. Uh-huh. It starts kind of the same, similarly, and then it veers off into another direction. So all told, we were looking to have the widest variety of music we could come up with. So we go from about 1810 all the way up to a piece that was just finished a couple of weeks ago.
Greg Kostraba, pianist with the trio Kalkaschus, with a preview of their concert, which begins at 2:30 on Sunday afternoon at Duncan Hall. Tickets are available at the Klavaringa Guitar and Piano Studio at 521 Main Street in Lafayette, and they'll also be available at the door.